to protect. Brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
On this week's Hours to Protect, we look at energy storage, as it's one of the ways we can decarbonise Ireland's energy system and reduce your electricity bills. There are a number of ways energy can be stored by using a range of technologies, including chemical, electrical, thermal, electrochemical and mechanical. Each of these technologies has different characteristics and capabilities in terms of speed of response. Bobby Smith is head of Energy Storage Ireland, a representative body for the energy storage industry in Ireland and Northern Ireland, and says energy storage is essential as it gives a backup to our power system.
Energy storage is any device or technology that can store electricity at a point in time when maybe we have too much of it or we don't need it, and then we can use that electricity when there is more of a need for it. We have a lot of wind and now solar energy on our system at the moment, and we nearly have 40% of our electricity coming from wind and solar energy. We want to get to 80% by 2030, and then ultimately 100% renewable electricity system. And to do that, we really need energy storage, because we'll be reliant on electricity sources such as wind and solar, which are obviously not always there. They depend on weather patterns. So we need energy storage to store excess renewables and discharge that electricity times when we have less wind and sun on the system. There might be times when we don't have wind and or solar energy on the system, and right now we have to rely on fossil fuels for that energy. And obviously that brings CO2 emissions, and it brings electricity costs in terms of the fossil fuels those generators need to burn to provide that electricity. So those are times where we need energy storage to step in and reduce or replace the need for those fossil fuels, thereby driving down CO2 emissions and the cost to consumers.
Energy storage is about storing the energy from wind and solar in several forms. When the wind is blowing strongly or the sun is shining and we have more than we can use on our electricity grid, we will then have clean energy to draw from storage, and as a result we will need to use less fossil fuels. And by using less fossil fuels, we will reduce our electricity prices. The most common type of storage system is battery.
It's a very similar technology to the type of batteries you'd see in your phones or laptops or EVs. Now, a battery storage system looks like a container or a number of containers which would house hundreds if not thousands of individual batteries. Again, not too dissimilar to the types of batteries we use in our phones and laptops. But there are other types of energy storage. A very common one worldwide, and one in Ireland, is pumped hydro. So you might be aware of the facility in Turlough Hill in County Wicklow that was built in the 70s in Ireland and still operates today. That's a pumped hydro facility. So that works by filtering water between two reservoirs at different heights, using the stored energy in those reservoirs to provide electricity. That'll be very common throughout Europe. I mentioned the one facility we have in Ireland. The other type of energy storage that's becoming more and more prominent is hydrogen storage. Now that's a gas that we can use to replace a lot of the uses of fossil fuel and natural gas today. And that can be produced using renewable electricity and then stored and then used to, in power generation or in other types of use cases like heavy transport, aviation, for instance. A battery storage system uses hundreds, if not thousands, of individual battery cells. Again, it's the same type of technology that's used in our phones, laptops, EVs. They bring in electricity from the grid when there is excess supply or when renewables are very high. And then they store the electricity in the battery cells, and then at a point in time when that electricity is needed, let's say at times of peak demand on the system between 5 and 7 p.m. in the evening, when electricity demand is the highest, they can discharge that energy at that time. They can use their stored electricity to replace the need to use fossil fuel generation during those hours. And doing that is very important, because at those times of peak demand, say that 5 to 7 p.m. in the evening, that's when electricity prices tend to be the highest, and that's when we're bringing on the most expensive fossil fuel generators. So with the batteries we have in the system now and the batteries that we'll be developing in Ireland over the next few years, we'll be able to replace and reduce and then eventually replace the need for those fossil fuel generators at those peak times, and saving consumers costs that way. Wind and solar are essentially zero cost electricity when we don't have to pay for the wind, we don't have to pay for the sun. So batteries can charge from that electricity and then use that stored renewable electricity to reduce the more expensive fossil fuels during times when we don't have wind and solar on the system.
By using wind energy, we can produce hydrogen, which is a carbon-free gas and is suited for storage. Joe Devlin is Senior Analyst at the Energia Group and Chair of Wind Energy Ireland Hydrogen Committee, and says it is the most abundant element in the universe.
There are many ways to obtain hydrogen, with each method given a colour to help us quickly understand the production process. And the colours themselves range from grey to green. Green hydrogen is hydrogen which has been obtained using renewable energy. And what this really means is that the hydrogen has been produced with no carbon emissions. And due to the properties of hydrogen, when it's used either to fuel buses or hydrogen power plants, it doesn't emit carbon emissions there either, and can be an effective substitute for fossil fuels. There's a range of different production methods that can be used, but the main method of green hydrogen production is done using something called an electrolyzer. And whilst that name sounds pretty complicated, an electrolyzer does a fairly simple job of separating water into its two parts, so hydrogen and oxygen. And if the electricity used to drive this process is from wind or solar, then the hydrogen produced can be called green hydrogen. And sometimes when it's very windy, the power system can't actually accommodate all of the wind power that's being produced at that moment in time. And this leads to wasted green electricity. But hydrogen can help solve this problem. And that's what we at Energia Group have done. We've built an electrolyzer at our Long Mountain wind farm in County Antrim. And this means that we can produce and store green hydrogen in times of high wind output, maximizing our renewable resource and putting it to work at another time and place with the overall aim of decarbonizing our energy system. There's two very, very closely related points as to what makes hydrogen important. And it's around that when hydrogen is actually being produced and when it gets consumed. So production of green hydrogen allows us to capture all of the wind and solar, which is being produced when the wind power or when the power system is not able to accommodate it. Production of green hydrogen allows us to capture all of the wind and solar, which is being produced when the power system is not able to accommodate it. But on the consumption side, hydrogen can be stored for long periods of time and at high volumes. So this means that when the wind doesn't blow or the sun doesn't shine, we can use this stored hydrogen, which is produced during times of surplus renewables, and turn it back into electricity. So hydrogen can be stored in tanks. So there are tube trailers that enable you to store some hydrogen in a trailer that can be attached to a tractor unit and driven to where it needs to be consumed. But there are also underground storage facilities, for example, in depleted oil and gas fields or in salt caverns.
For more information about storage facilities and hydrogen, see midlands103.com and ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by Midlands 103, the IBI, and funded by Commission the Man with a television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.